Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels, this is Angel Coach Whitney Ladd, and thank you so much for joining me tonight. I hope everybody has had a wonderful week and had a very good weekend leading up to the holiday season. Now is about the time that things get really hectic and really crazy as people are preparing their last-minute gift shopping and wrapping and planning meals and how the get-togethers are going to work and all the stuff that can really get you wrapped up in the season. So thank you for taking the time to be with me or download it later. I appreciate that. And tonight I wanted to talk about the first gift of balance. And of the seven divine gifts, program and transformation that I've talked about on previous shows if you've been following along, but it's a program that I developed as I transformed my life following my intuition and inner guidance. And so there's seven divine gifts, and so the first one is the gift of balance. And so balance has many different things to it, but basically the gift of balance is what helps you build a very strong and solid foundation for which you can start to transform your life. So if you don't have, you know, certain aspects in place early on at the very beginning, then as you go through the transformation process and you follow the seven divine gifts and go through the seven, you can start to slip and lose sight of what your goal is and what you're really hoping to achieve. And so starting with a really good foundation is always the best place to start. So the gift of balance has a few different aspects. Like I talked about last week, there's a spiritual side, a physical side, and a mental side. Like I mentioned last week, there's so much more than just what was mentioned. There's just so much more to each individual part that, you know, I can't go through them all in a single night. But what I really wanted to focus on as part of the season, especially with this gift, is the physical aspects of creating physical balance in your life and what all that entails. And so, you know, creating good physical health is a foundation for pretty much everything, because if you don't have good health, you really don't have anything. And so, as many of you know, that's where my journey started. When I was diagnosed with breast cancer at 26 and became a survivor at 27. So I realized how important creating and maintaining your physical health really is. And so that's going to be one of the ones that I want to focus on tonight. And so obviously part of that includes moving your body, making healthy food choices, hydrating your body. And so especially right now in this season, we get so busy and we tend to forget to make time to honor our bodies and show our bodies self-love, which is so very, very important. And one of the best things that you can do is spend 20 minutes a day with a raised heart rate from exercise and that kind of thing. And yes, doing, you know, strength training and those different things are really important. But the main thing is to get your heart rate elevated for at least 20 minutes. And then you can follow it up with some yoga, which I do know some yoga can definitely get your heart pumping. So, but, you know, then you can follow up with some stretching and cool down. And so that's going to not only keep your body healthy by making sure everything's functioning properly, you know, pushing all your blood and your fluids around in your body and just helping you maintain a good physical health, even if it's something that you haven't started yet. We are just around the corner from a new year, and I know so many people start their New Year's resolutions, and one of those is to get healthier or to lose weight or to become more active. And so there's no reason to wait. You can do that now. You don't have to wait for the new year to do that, especially with all the holiday goodies that are around us right now. There's lots of cookies and candy and cake and chocolates and peppermint and so many things and sweets and sugars and there's so much stuff and so much food, especially, that is so tempting. And much of it, you know, is very traditional to have during the holiday season. And so you kind of feel almost obligated to partake. And so if you're not careful and if you're not focusing at all on your physical health, you know, that's when you can start to put on the weight or start to acquire health problems. With, you know, there's so much out there now with diabetes and heart disease and just and cancer. And so there's so many things that you can do to stay healthy. So a few great examples of what you can do to get started. Let's say you're not quite ready to spend the 20 minutes with an elevated heart rate. You're not quite there yet, and that's okay. You can build up to it. So start walking. You can walk outside. You can go to a shopping center, like a mall, and just walk around. But just the walking alone is a great way to get started. And then you can expand upon that and maybe do a jog or a great option also to get started. You can go on Google or YouTube and look up beginners workouts. And so they have some that have a lot of modified moves that, you know, you can access for free online. So if you aren't in a situation where you can join a gym or if that's just totally not appealing to you, there are other options. And I know I've mentioned on the show at some point before, at my work, we have a little group that gets together on our lunch breaks. And we work out for 30 minutes on our lunch break. We have an hour lunch break. So 30 of that is spent working out. And so then by the time we change and eat, you know, there's your whole hour. So, you know, you could be the person that maybe starts that at your office if that's something that seems like it could be a possibility. We don't actually have a gym where I work, but we do have a conference room that, you know, we got permission to use when we wanted to. So we just kind of slide the table out of the way and sometimes we used to use a laptop to look up stuff on the internet. We also have purchased workout DVDs and we'll play those on the laptop. But then they actually put a computer, large computer screen, like the size of a TV, on the wall. And so we can plug the DVD straight into that and work out. So that's been a real blessing to be able to fit that right in the middle of my day. And I know that for me, staying active and working out helps me make it through the day. So I don't get so tired and I don't have that crash at 3 o'clock where you get so tired or get home and I'm just exhausted. So exercising has really helped to keep my energy up. And so that's a few things that you can do. And then also, you know, you want to just watch what you're eating. You know, try to be conscious. I know that some people, like I said, do feel obligated to have certain holiday items. And that's fine. You know, you just want to moderate. Everything is good in moderation. And so you just want to be very aware of what you're putting into your body. And also hydrating your body, drinking lots of water, is very, very important. And so that is some of the physical aspects of the first gift of balance. And so another thing with the holiday season is staying grounded. And so you can stay grounded, which helps you deal with all the chaos going on around you, by making the time to do these things, by making the time to be physical, and by being conscious of what you are putting into your body through food and drink. And so that is a way to stay grounded and aware of what's going on around you. And you can always use that as an excuse. If there's something that you don't want to do, you're invited to, or maybe it's just crazy and chaotic where you are, you can say, you know what, I have to go work out, or I have to go for a walk. You know, it's just something that I do for me, for my health. And it gives you an excuse to get out and get away from maybe some of the madness that's going on. And sometimes it's fun to just, you know, go walk around the mall with no intention of actually doing any shopping or spending any money. Just going and, of course, people watching is very fun. But the intent would be just to observe everything going on around you. And that helps you get grounded and centered, because you can become aware of all the stuff going on around you. And then you can choose, you know, to not partake in that and just stay in a more centered space. So, and I'm sure if you are interested, there are other ways to stay grounded, of course. So if you're interested, you could always contact our wonderful oil lady, Donna, and I'm sure she'd be glad to tell you what kind of oils you could use and how to use them to stay grounded during the holidays. And there's different, you know, a quick Google search would show you different crystals you could use or keep in your pocket. And there's, of course, jewelry that's got just different stones and crystals in it that you could wear to help keep you grounded and focused, and slow down some of the rush of the season. And so another great thing to stay grounded would be to take a walk outside. And so if it's not blistery cold wherever you are, and you have the opportunity to go outside, breathe the fresh air, you know, soak up some sunshine or moonlight and walk around. That's a great way to stay connected and stay grounded and really just think about and appreciate the reason for the holidays in this season, you know, and really reflect on what you've done for the year, what you want to do, you know, what can you still accomplish before the year is out, and to, of course, bring in gratitude, because gratitude doesn't just end when Thanksgiving does. You know, that's something you definitely want to maintain and carry out throughout your year. So another thing that you can do to get really grounded would be to meditate. And I know that that is one of the greatest things I've mentioned before that I ever did for myself was sort of meditation practice. And so I try to meditate for 20 minutes every day. Now, of course, every once in a while, you know, something happens and it just doesn't get worked in my day. But I love to start my day off with a 20-minute meditation. And so I do that every morning, except for the few occasions when something comes up, of course. But that has been so powerful for me and is such a great time to just slow down, slow everything down, to stop the madness, to stop the rush, to stop the mental chatter and monkey mind, or, you know, all the different to-do lists and shopping lists and, you know, did I get this for this person, and did I cover everything, and, you know, all the things that go on really be closed down by meditation. So you just shut it all off, which is really hard for people, but the more that you practice, the easier it becomes, and then you can actually get very rooted in your day, and you can set the intention for your day, and you know, really just ask for guidance and blessings throughout your day, and you know, help with guiding you through any situations that arise. And it's just a really great start for the day, and especially as the holidays get near and closer, and the madness gets even more crazy. Meditation would be a great way to get grounded. So since we're talking about the grounding and the physical, I'll share with you one of my favorite things to do that I start off every meditation with that really just helps me get grounded and focused, is a visualizing meditation. And so it's almost like a guided meditation, only you're guiding yourself through it. So you can get started by using a guided meditation to help you go through the visualization part of it. And then once you learn it, you know, you don't really have to listen to it anymore, and you can guide yourself through it. But one of my favorite things to do that I start out with is I start with taking three deep breathing breaths. And so deep breathing comes from the stomach. It's when you expand your abdomen fully to take a deep breath. And there are so many benefits to deep breathing. So I do three of those very slow, and I just do a slow breathing in count for three, and then hold for two, and then exhale for three, hold for two, and repeat. And so I start with that. That's the very beginning. And that just helps relax my body, relax my mind, and just says to my brain and my body and my soul, hey, it's time to meditate. So this is what we're doing. So let's everybody get in line and centered and ready. So the breaths are really good. And so then the next thing I do is the grounding piece. And I like to meditate sitting down on a chair or a couch. And I cross my legs. And I know some people say you shouldn't do that. It crosses your energy. You should sit in the lotus position, or you should sit where your feet can touch the floor. And so just really find whatever's comfortable. For you, it doesn't really matter. Some people like to lay down, and I don't think I could do that. I think I would fall asleep because I get so relaxed that I would be out if I wasn't partially focused on, you know, staying upright. So, but I sit in a chair or on the couch, obviously in complete silence and totally alone, because you can't meditate with a whole bunch of distractions. It's very hard to do. So I envision my body as a tree. And so the base, your core is basically the tree trunk. And so you just envision that being very solid, very firm, very rooted. And so then I envision roots, like a tree from the tree roots extending from the bottom of my body. Or sometimes I do put my feet on the ground to meditate, and I'll envision them also extending from my feet into the ground. And so you just visualize that in your mind, and then you just will your body to feel it. So what would it feel like if you could really grow roots and extend them into the ground? What would you feel? And so would you feel the stretching and the pulling? How would the ground feel? What would the temperature be as you dig in and get really rooted and maybe loop around into the earth? How strong that feels. And so that's your grounding. And then what I like to do is just let all my tension and stress and thoughts and worries and to-do lists and all the coulda, woulda, shouldas, all that stuff just flow right down and through me from the top of my head all the way down into the ground, down the envisioned route. And I just ask, you know, I ask myself, what would it feel like to release all that into the ground? And so you just feel that big release as you let all that out. And typically I take another really big, deep breath as I get to that point and just feel all the tension and stress leave my body and all the worries leave my body, because you really should give yourself permission to let go of all that stuff at least once a day. You know, maybe you feel like your life is in complete turmoil, but if you just stop and say, you know what, for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, I'm not going to think about it. I'm just not. I'm not going to focus on all that. I'm just going to give myself a chance to breathe and to stop worrying and to stop going through all the motions. It really takes a load off and just relaxes you and does get you very grounded, not only grounded in a sense of that you feel level, but also it helps you to build that balance and feel very balanced. But it also helps you get grounded and rooted in your own life and gives you a chance to really see, where are you, where do you want to be, and how do you get there? So meditation is really great for all that. And being grounded and creating the balance in your life is really good for all that as well. And so then the next thing I do as part of the grounding and the tree piece of my meditation is I then imagine that my arms are branches expanding out. And I feel from my arms, my shoulders, my neck, my head, you know, what would it feel like to just be able to have branches, to just be that tree and have that expand out into the sky. And so I feel that, and it really gives you a chance to feel really expanded and in touch with what's going on around you, because it's not just you and your small little world. There's a whole big world out there with lots of people and lots of things going on and lots of different elements and things going on, you know, behind the scenes that you don't even know about. So many spiritual beings working on your behalf, whether you believe it's spirit or Jesus or Mother Mary or angels, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, any of those, your ancestors, which are, you know, people that are in your line, maybe you don't even know, they're just in your bloodline. So yes, your ancestors are also there. And I know that the Native Americans also frequently ask their ancestors for help. And again, that's people they've never even met, but they have a blood connection to you. And then, of course, your loved ones that have passed over are there working on your behalf, trying to help you, trying to guide you. And so when you give yourself that opportunity to expand and just reach, if you're really still and really quiet, it's almost like you can feel all of that hovering around you when you expand, because you're feeling and stretching your energy outside of your body, and present, you know, you're just trying to feel. Just imagine what would it feel like to really stretch out. And so it helps you get really in touch with the things going on around you. It helps you get really connected and really start to feel very supported, as well as grounded. And this is something you can do on a daily basis. I mean, this first part takes maybe a total of 3 minutes. It takes longer to explain than it does to actually go through the motions. And so, you know, once you're good and expanded, you know, I feel like I've grown to a strong, powerful tree, you know, and I can spread and share my love out into the world, which is another part of what I feel when I do the branches part of it. It's like I can just feel myself stretching out, giving of myself into the world, sharing, but in a safe and, again, grounded and rooted way. So you don't have to feel like you're giving too much of yourself away, because you are grounded and rooted. But you're able to share who you are and what your purpose is here in this lifetime. And so then after that, I imagine and visualize the bright sun overhead. And to me, I see the sun as representative of God or spirit. I'm not saying that I believe that God is in the sun. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is I just allow that to be representative of I just let that represent spirit, because then what I do is I envision what would it feel like to just feel that warmth, the warmth of the sun. You know, what do the trees feel? And I know that sounds really hippie and out there and very woo-woo, but you know what? It's so relaxing and it's so rewarding mentally. I just really enjoy it. And so, you know, don't knock it till you try it kind of thing. But I just ask, what would it feel like to feel the warmth of the sun? And so, you know, it's kind of like when you go to lay out or you go to the beach and you can feel the sun on your skin, but it's amplified because, again, you've imagined all these branches and you're this really tall, strong, confident tree. And so then you're absorbing so much more of the sun and the warmth. And then I equate that warmth to love, the love of God pouring down. And you just let it pour down all through your branches and all down the base of the tree and down into the roots, all the way down to the roots. So you feel that warmth and that love and that support all the way through. And like I said, this it really takes maybe a total of 3 minutes of your 20-minute meditation. That's how I get started. And then once I feel really good and relaxed and happy and loved and supported, that's when I just really clear my mind and I feel free. And I feel like, you know, I don't have anything to worry about. I don't have all the responsibilities. Sometimes it's nice just to feel like you don't have all the weight of the world and responsibility on your shoulders. And you can just really exhale and breathe and, you know, let your soul just relax and feel free. And it's just such a great feeling. I do that at the start of all my meditations, and it just sets the whole meditation. And then I run through a chakra meditation, which I'm not going to go into. And then I go into the blank mind and just sit in contentment and happiness and gratitude. And it's just a feeling, an overwhelming feeling in your inner energy is really elevated by doing that. And then, you know, I close it with, how can I serve you today? How can I serve? What can I do? What is my guidance for this day? And the thoughts that pour in from that are amazing. So then I have a very long to-do list, and it's not my own to-do list, but it certainly has taken me very far, I think, at this point, and it's helped me transform greatly at this point. And so, again, that's my intention and that's my purpose here, is to help you develop and find that peace in your soul and that freeing peace of your soul, and just let your soul fly. Okay, so we are at the end of the show, and I hope that you have enjoyed it. I hope that you can try even just that mini meditation for just a few minutes. If you're starting to feel a little crazy, a little hectic, a little rushed, and just breathe and take a few minutes and moments for yourself and really enjoy that. So I'm looking forward to sharing a free one-day workshop on the 7 Divine Gifts very, very soon. So I'm planning on December 20th at 7 p.m. So check the website, Facebook, all that good stuff frequently, because that information will be coming out soon. So go over to angelcoaches.org or whitneyladd.com, and I hope to see you there, and I hope that you will join me. So that's it. I hope you guys have a wonderful week and a great night.